Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Damien Haffernan with your 7 News briefing for Monday, January 3. The federal government says the number of people on ventilators and battling severe COVID illness has actually fallen, despite case numbers rocketing to record levels in the last week. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says that nationally 51 Australians are on ventilators, a drop on the 54 cases 2 weeks ago. That's despite national figures soaring past 30,000 yesterday. Meanwhile, New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard has reportedly said he believes the COVID hospitalisation numbers are inaccurately high after a review found patients are being admitted for other health concerns such as pregnancy and broken bones, but also happen to have COVID as well, and that is skewing the data. Ex-tropical cyclone Seth is whipping up seas, triggering severe weather warnings for damaging winds and dangerous surf. The impact zone stretches nearly 700 kilometres across the Queensland-New South Wales coastlines. Beaches are closed, with abnormally high tides expected. A king tide combined with those cyclonic swells sliced off the tip of Bribie Island yesterday. On the Sunshine Coast, a man drowned after diving in to rescue a child who'd fallen into Whopper Falls, which has been spilling for several days. And two people remain missing after a wind-stoked wildfire roared through two towns in Colorado, prompting thousands of evacuations. Wind gusts in excess of 160 kilometres an hour pushed flames into the towns of Superior and Louisville, prompting the evacuation of both communities. In about 2 hours, the fire had scorched 6,000 acres and destroyed nearly 1,000 homes. Sheriff's deputies are using cadaver dogs, going house to house to try to detect any fatalities. And that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Haffenden.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.